Thank you. Good morning, everyone, on this damp morning. We ready to do our chalice lighting together, all in, one last time, Friday morning? All right. We light our flaming chalice. We are Unitarian Universalists. This is the church of the open mind. This is the church of the helping hands. And this is the church of the loving heart. May it ever be so.
If you want to be happy, then practice compassion. If you want others to be happy, then practice compassion.
If you want to be happy, then practice compassion. If you want others to be happy, then practice compassion.
It is your keen awareness and the interdependence of all these living beings.
If you want others to be happy, then practice compassion.
It is a keen awareness of the interdependence of all these living beings. A keen awareness of the interdependence of all these living beings. It is a keen awareness to be happy, then of all these living beings. If you want others to be happy, then of all these living beings.
It is a lack of love for ourselves that inhibits our compassion. When we make friends with ourselves, there is no obstacle. It is a lack of love for ourselves.
I had some lovely words from another UU minister to use as opening words this morning. But just minutes ago, someone came up here to the chancel and said something to me, and I thought they were better than any words I could have said or anyone else could have said that represent what this community is all about. And this is what he said to me. Just as you are now, you are ready. Let us sing together, gathered here, and stand as in your body or spirit.
I'd like to invite the congregation to learn these hand motions if you don't already know them. So I'll teach them to you one line at a time. It goes like this. Gathered here in the mystery of the hour.
Gathered here in the mystery of the hour.
Gathered here in one strong body.
Gathered here in one strong body.
Gathered here in the struggle and the power.
Gathered here in the struggle and the power.
Once together, and then two times as a round, beginning with the low voices, and then the high voices will come in second. So let's sing together. Ready and sing.
Gathered here in the mystery of the hour.
Gathered here in the struggle and the power.
Spirit, draw near.
spirit of prayer and meditation. And I would like us all to be held and heard in this beautiful sanctuary. I'm going to ask that you remain seated, and I would like you to say your name aloud. And I would like you to do it somewhat in a soft voice. And our voices are going to commingle. They're going to go over one another. But this is a sacred space. And they're going to overlap. But that's okay, because that's what we're about, isn't it? So when I say begin, I would just like you to say your name. And everyone will just hold everyone else's voices together during this time. Okay? So whenever you feel the Spirit move you, if you do, just say your name. Okay? Let's begin.
Ward Howe.
Thank you, beloved community.
What we all have in common. Yeah. I didn't even think about that one.
Okay. So what do we all have in common here?
What do we have in common here?
What do we all have in common here?
What do we have in common?
We all have in common faith in a bit. Yeah. Let's start over.
One thing in common that we all have at SI is that we are all Unitarian Universalists.
I come for community, and I'm very much a person who believes that what draws us all to church on a weekly basis and what keeps us coming to SI is our need for community. And I just love seeing everybody here every year.
Is that we all have in common the need for connection, to be connected to people, to know that we are worthy of love and being loved.
From my depths, I can say that we all have peak in common.
One thing me and all these other muggles have in common is we all believe everybody's right. Everybody is true to themselves.
What we all have in common is faith that there can be a better future.
Quite frankly, it's that there are no taboos. Almost anything you want to talk about here, you can find someone who wants to talk about it. And generally, they'll be too tired to carry the conversation on for too long anyway. Okay?
The one thing that really combines us is that we tend to want to heal the world, each other, ourselves. Yeah.
In the end, only kindness matters. And I believe that with every fiber of my being. And I like to believe, and I do believe, that that is a commonality at SI.
I think what everyone here that I've met has in common is an incredible generosity of spirit. As I've listened to your reflections throughout the week, I've been blown away by your vulnerability, your sincerity, and your humor. And I know this is a special place, and that's why you keep coming back, but I hope that I can take some of it with me when I go.
We come here together to celebrate our greatest memories, you know, coming here to SI, being open to yourself, I'll say. I think that's also common to that question also. I'll say the last but not least, we open our hearts to everyone here. You know, and open our love to each other.
That's a fantastic answer. Thank you so much.
Coffee. Coffee. Definitely coffee.
Just gives my heart a lift. People ask, what kind of church is this? Unitarian Universalist. Who knows what? I can't walk on top the list to Unitarian Universalist. I hold the never-ending question of the heart is beating sis. I'm a Unitarian Universalist. Even though what you say might not be what I know, we sit all together every Sunday we go, searching through our lives for the mystery of loving, sifting through the time like an old-fashioned cup. And I know this is my church, eternal talking about. These are all my people, our voices sing and they shout. Unitarian, universal, standing all together, we offer the world a gift. The all-important question of eternal compassion. See the morning star rising on the living tradition of Unitarian Universalism.
Hey, what time's coffee hour?
Unitarian Universalist, walking in the door just gives my heart a lift. People ask, what kind of church is this? Unitarian Universalist. When
I was a little girl, I loved to arrange my mother's thread from her sewing box. And there were so many spools, because she did sewing a lot, that I would put them in patterns of bold colors. I would do dark colors, or I would do pastels, or zigzags of purples and pinks, or aquas and teals. And sometimes I even took enough that I would make a magnificent rainbow across the living room floor, even then. Yeah. So I continue to be fascinated by color. You may have noticed I wear a lot of color. And perhaps that's why I'm attracted to quilts. Quilts have been used for many, many years to keep people warm, to decorate houses, to be used for people in wars to keep them safe, to block windows from the wind, to declare our beliefs in our churches, to remember our loved ones, and even to mark safe passages for those in the Underground Railroad. Quilts can be made by a single person or by an entire group of people. Quilts can be one color with intricate stitching, or colorful designs with different fabrics, forming patterns with equally colorful names like sunburst, medallions, cathedral window, bear's paw, flying geese, radical rose, and toad in the puddle. And some of the most interesting designs are the crazy quilt. Now, those have no specific pattern. They're all sizes, shapes, textures of fabric, and they can be anything from cotton, polyester, to satin, silk, and velvet, and they're sewn together with all different kinds of threads and ribbon. And I have one as an example. It's not a quilt, actually, but it is a bol- this is old, you might be able to tell. It's a bolster pillow, but this is an example of a crazy quilt. This happens to be from generations of people in the First Universalist Church of Lyons, Ohio, and they gave that to me, and that is from tons of generations of women at First Universalist that put that together, a fabric that has been around for years, and I invite you later to look at that. Quilts can also tell stories. I have a quilt that is hanging in my own home. It's on the wall because it can be easily damaged because it was made by my partner's great-grandmother in 1890. And the white has kind of turned to a cream color, and the bright red, or I guess it was bright red, is now kind of a pale rose color, and the bright apple green is kind of a light green now. And there's even some spots where you can see the batting because it's worn through, because it was used on beds for 75 years before someone said, you know what, I think I'm going to put this away because I don't want it to be ruined. I want to save it for generations. And so then we received it when my son was born, and we hung it on the wall. So quilts are a lot like, I think, a lot like our community here. All these crisscrossing threads that form the fabric that make up all the individuals and all the families that make this community. And the fabric comes from all the unique corners of the district and sometimes even further to make our pattern. And I see all these beautiful colors when I look out at you right now. And you form a beautiful pattern. And I think we're a little, and don't get me wrong here, but I think we're a little like a crazy quilt. Okay, but only because it's diverse. And so we have all these different pieces that are put together. And as you saw in our last video of the week, I asked, what do we all have in common? So I've tried to sum up what we have in common the best I could that created our blanket of love this week. So, C is for caring and connection. An example, yesterday one of our young people was hurt and was taken to the hospital. And she's okay, by the way. But her mom, her current DRE, the SI youth chaplain, and I, her former minister, were all in the room, in the hospital room, when the doctor walked in, and we were all giggling and looking at pictures from SI on our phones. We had like three phones out, and we're all giggling and looking at them. And the doctor sort of walked in and went, you know, like, and he looked annoyed. Like, what the heck are all these people doing in here? So there was four of us and the patient. And this little tiny, you know, and he actually had to ask three of us to leave because he couldn't get to the patient. So the three of us went outside and stood outside the room, and we started talking about, wow, you know, isn't this something that we are so interconnected with this one person? And then we realized not only were we connected to this person, but then the three of us had connections outside of that to other people, and we started thinking about all the connections we had and all these intertwining pieces of our lives. So C is for caring and connection. O, but you can't guess this one, is for Oberlin. Oberlin seems to be our kind of town, you know? So from the art gallery with their funky art and the kittens, where we can go and get our cat fixed when we are away from our own cats at home, to the Ben Franklin that sells biodegradable items that I have not found anywhere else, to one of the best bead shops around, to the store that sells yoga mats, incense, fair trade clothing, and Buddha statues, to the bar that sells the greatest t-shirts that I've ever seen, that have three restroom logos. If you haven't seen them yet, you got to. You know what a restroom logo looks like, right? It's a man and a woman standing next. Okay, well, they have that, but then next to those, there's one that has two men standing together and two women standing together. I mean, come on. O is for Oberlin. Yeah. M is for our minds. The planners of SI do a tremendous amount of work to put together this week and continue when we get here. But all of us reflect when we're here in worship, during the theme talk, the workshops, conversations during our meals, conversations as we're walking to places, conversations in the middle of the quad, as we walk to building, as henna is being scrolled on our skin. M is for all of these beautiful minds. And the other M is for Margaret. Who is Margaret? Well, out of the flock of names I received for my rubber chicken, it's okay. Drumstick, please. My chicken is now named Margaret Fowler. You get it? You get it, right? Okay, good. And we made almost $30, not bad, for the scholarship fund. And her name was from the Christensen family, and they are going to get a smaller version of Margaret Fowler. So you can pick that up later. It was a hard decision, but and I kept calling her him, but then Margaret Fowler just really fit. One person I really did like said Bill, because I just had to mention that one. That's kind of an honorary mention, okay, because I mentioned it. The other O is for opinions. We all have a lot of those here, and perhaps that's our biggest commonality. Now, the Mahjong players like their sophisticated game, while Dungeons and Dragons folks take their game pretty seriously. Now, Harry Potter rules, but so do small ensembles. And I really got a taste for our differing opinions last night, as there was just a few of our folks in the common area were talking about their peak prizes. Those were a couple of them that were sitting there. And so I was sitting there, and one person mentioned how completely horrible hers was. And guess who brought that peak prize? I'm surprised I can even stand up here right now. Now, I thought someone would love, absolutely love, a little tin full of Jane Austen temporary tattoos. I mean, I bought them because I loved them. And they always say, if you love the gift, then that you know it's going to be a good gift to give to somebody else. Well, I was wrong. So O is for opinions. I think she wants to give them away, so just let me know. And yeah, okay. N is for need. I think everyone here would agree that we need this week together. We look forward to it. We use vacation time for it. It re-energizes us to go back to do the hard work in our congregations. And that's not always easy. So I would like to read a passage from UU Layla Ibrahim that talks about the hard work that we do in our congregations. This is what she writes. In all my years, my congregation has had ample opportunity to disappoint me. I am disappointed when people don't think my justice project is the one we should collectively work on. I am disappointed when people want different music than I do. I am disappointed that people don't give enough time, talent, or treasure to the church as I do. I am disappointed, well, you get the idea. In nearly 30 years, there have been lots of disappointments. Two or three times over the years, I have been so disappointed that I seriously questioned remaining in the church. I have doubted its ability to provide the salvation of which we speak, living, beloved community. On those occasions, I have thought, chuck it. But staying away has never helped me through those times. Rather, coming in closer, telling people about my spiritual crisis, listening, caring, worshiping, have helped me know this is where I belong. Because we are not in church with people who want to sing the same music, or rally for the same cause, or attend the same retreats. We are in church to learn to love better. I am called to love whoever else walks through those doors. I don't need to like everyone. Not everyone is who I would choose for a friend. Not everyone agrees about what we are there to do. But if I am living up to my best values, that is what I do. We disagree, we annoy, we flake out on each other, but we worship, we support, we hold and we affirm one another. And there is really only one choice between imperfect community and no community. Again and again, we are all called to choose and to commit ourselves to building a more just, a more diverse, and yet ever messy and imperfect beloved community. May it be so. And let us sing hymn together, Siahamba.
Siahamba, 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 Talking about should you sit or stand, and we agree that you could sit since you're sitting. As we extinguish our chalice, as we enter our last full day together, let me invite you this day to live into the beautiful and unique qualities that are you. During this day, to weave them together with all those other beautiful and unique qualities from those around you to strengthen this tapestry of community. Make it so. Our time in this place may have ended, at least with me, but our connection to each other and this community remains. Go in peace, my friends. Until next time.
Welcome to the I worked the 2-4 shift at the youth overnight edition of the morning announcements. I am very grateful this morning for our commonality. It's Friday, people. It's a day. You got a day. For you, this is the difference between doing this and being you. When I was you, it's just like, Friday's the day, got to get the tie-dye rinsed out, I got to do a thing that I haven't done, I got to find out when my church photo is, and for me now, it's like, one more day for nothing to go wrong. Like one more day for no disasters, please, 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 SI, one more day. So shout outs to the youth, to the youth and all that who help with the youth program. They gave an awesome service last night, as they always do. The coffee house, the dance, it just, if you've never been, like, just go to the coffee house some night in a future SI. And not only do we have incredibly talented youth that get up and share their talents with the community, but just look at the love that those youth have for each other and the radical acceptance. The radical acceptance across gender spectrum, across race spectrum, across just who you are. The nerdiest, most awkward youth are embraced by the coolest kids in the room. It's just wonderful to see. We had just tons of people helping out, chaperones. The youth panel has been fantastic this year. And a number of young adults also went and chaperoned. A second shout out to the young adults who, every year, they have been more and more integrated in the community. They've been more and more a part of everything else, at the same time holding on to their uniqueness and fulfilling their own needs to each other. Last night, if you missed it, a bunch of us were wearing shaving cream for a good cause. And the young adults raised $480 for scholarship with the PI event. So thanks to those who got pied. Thanks to the young adults for just a well-conceived, well-executed, I think we've got yet another new tradition, people. Tonight, reminder, the hymn sing, which was originally scheduled for Monday, has been rescheduled for tonight at 6:30. Today looks like it may be a rainy day. It looks like in the forecast we're going to have on and off rain. So some rain, and we have the rain spaces will be slightly different. Oberlin has admission day, so we cannot use the science center. So don't go to the science center if something is not on the quad. Duct tape will be in the Barnard Lounge. That's through the door. Art space and body art, as it was the last rainy day, will be in the Barnard Lobby, and Play With Me will be in the Burton Lounge. Tie-dye is rinse only, so even if it's pouring, you can rinse. So, and of course, I mean, you just, like, if you can't rinse your tie-dye, you can take it home and just rinse it in the, you know, your washing machine. So, bag, but, you know. By the way, every time I told somebody that I rescued last year's tie-dye, they said, why did you do, you kidding, you did that. So don't expect that to happen. Make sure you rescue your tie-dye, because I ain't doing it. I'm done. And I don't know that anybody on panel is going to do it this year. It is plate amnesty time at Oberlin. Because every once in a while, one of the plates or cups that live in Stevenson, and that's where they belong, wander off into somebody's room. And Oberlin has told us plate amnesty is in effect. You can, you know, you can sneak them back into Stevenson, but you can also deliver them to CSIC and, you know, no questions asked. But please, 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 in all seriousness, do not leave plates, cups, etc. in your room. Please bring them back to Stevenson. We do need to talk about checkout. So checkout will be tomorrow. Anytime from 8 to 12, you can check out. We would really like people to be checked out by noon. You go to CSIC, which is the middle door. Hopefully, you can rummage through your, you know, college dorm room desk, and among all the old Osirises and bits and scraps, you find your envelope that your key card and your meal card came in and put it in there. Obviously, you can still turn them in if that envelope has disappeared, but hopefully. And turn it in. And if you haven't been, you know, if your last SI was at Kenyon, this is such a treat. All you do is you tune in your key and you're done. There's none of the rigmarole of Kenyon. So they are asking that if you have lost a key, please let them know. It helps their bookkeeping. I am asking, if you've lost a key, keep looking for it, because a number of the lost keys were subsequently found, and we ultimately get charged and blah, blah, blah. But let them know, because it helps their bookkeeping. They just put down that there's a lost key instead of keeping looking for it. If you have receipts to turn in for expenses you have incurred because you have some job at SI, Ann Wilson is the person to talk to get a form. Remember that if you have a scanner, you can take your receipts home, scan them, and transmit your request for reimbursement online. But if you're doing receipts, Ann Wilson is the person to talk to. The next time I talk to you, it is going to be tomorrow. Well, no, I guess I do have Vespers tonight, but for a lot of you, it will be tomorrow, and it will be a very different tone. But have a great day, have a great end of SI, and no disasters. Thank you. Oh, Marilyn? Yes. Is newsletter still in the science building? The newsletter offices are still in the science building. I don't know where they're accepting stuff, but they're physically still there, yes. Yep.